Okay, I'm joined in the studio now by Tony Monaghan. Tony Monaghan is from the Radical Food Company, and he's going to tell us all about their product and their history and everything else. You're on number two. Good morning, Tony. Welcome to Near FM. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you here, Tony. The Radical Food Company, we've got a little taste or pot of your product here, but tell us about the product and how it came about, first off.
Well, the product is oats in low-fat yogurt, and there's milk, and there's a hint of cream, which just gives it the texture, which you'll taste now in a second. And also, we have four flavours, which is honey, strawberry, black cherry, and raspberry. And how it came about was, I have four children, or myself and Miriam, my wife has four children. And Miriam started getting texts from our second eldest, who mm-hmm. was shooting up. While she was in school, Mom, can you bring me more food? I've eaten everything. So Miriam decided that she needed to get them something better to eat in the morning rather than the normal breakfast offerings.
Yeah.
So we tried the porridge route, no go. We tried porridge with strawberry, no go. Mm-hmm. And we tried different variations of porridge cooked, but it was always that kind of gloopiness that they didn't like. And so, knowing the goodness of oats and it being a slow release energy and that kind of thing, she kept on working away at it, and she developed the recipe that you have there at the moment. So because it's a slow, what I call a slow burn, and I'll probably mm-hmm. be eating for it. I mean, it gives you your energy
throughout the day.
So then once the kids started eating it, then I started eating it. And then the kids' friends who would be in, our kids' friends would be in, and they'd have a go at it. And then they'd go home to their mothers. And eventually it just got to the point where Miriam started making radical oats, as we call it, mm-hmm. or what we call it now. And then one of the mothers or two of the mothers said, can you make this for us on an ongoing basis? Because an awful lot of their kids were teenagers. They were into, you know, playing Gaelic or soccer or rugby or mm-hmm. whatever it was in school. And they just wanted something either before they went into the game or after the game, just to bring back up the energy levels for them. So there's no there's no sort of like spiking in this from a sugar rush or anything like that. It's a slow release. And then after a while, Miriam thought, well, maybe I'm onto something here. Mm-hmm. And we then took it to Dublin City Enterprise Board in town. And they then put us on a mentor program. And through them, we developed the product with them, to the point where we've got it to today with four flavours.
Yeah. We're just having a little taste here myself and Brendan. I'll pop Brendan's mic up as well. Brendan, what do you think?
Absolutely delicious. I highly recommend it.
It's really tasty, because you mentioned the porridge there, and you know, that's traditionally the way anybody would get oats into their diet, or a variation of porridge or whatever. And as you say, it's we all should. I mean, my mother for years tried to get us to eat the porridge, you know, and you put a bit of anything in it to just get, but it's a difficult, it's not a breakfast you look forward to, much as it's good for you and everything else. And, you know, so we can, you know, with that kind of, I can, you know, sympathise with the difficulty you had with your own children. But, you know, in the world as well we're in today, everyone's looking for convenience and fast and whatever. Mm. Now, as you say, to sit down and eat a nice hot bowl of porridge in the morning, it takes some time. And kids, especially these days, as you say, they're gone. You don't see them in. And it's lovely. With myself and Brendan, Brendan's nearly finished. I'm going a bit slower because I have to talk as well. But it's really tasty, and the creaminess and all of it it's really, really good. Now, we're eating it cold.
Yeah.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with it cold. Can it be heated up?
Well, we haven't tested it for mm-hmm. heating. Now, anecdotally, I know of people who put it in the microwave for 30 seconds and let it mm-hmm. let it heat up that way, and they've eaten it and there's been no issues with it, but unfortunately, because we haven't had it tested with the food research people, we can't actually say that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's an ideal product, like especially for the busy person in the morning. Mm-hmm. As you say, there's no we've done all the preparation work for you. You just peel back the lid. It comes with the spoon,
handy little spoon, yeah.
And the spoon just folds out, and you're able to eat it wherever you want to. So if you're or to sit down in front of the TV and eat it in the morning, grand. Or if you're going to work, you can stick it in your bag, your lunch sack, or whatever it is, and then eat it as well.
Yeah, and as you say, it's not just the breakfast thing. I mean, as I was saying about the porridge oats became a kind of traditionally a breakfast thing. Mm. I mean, you throw this in a kid's lunchbox and whatever, and they have it during the day at lunchtime. If you're out walking, you're out, you're busy yourself, even sitting in the evening time having a watching the TV or watching a movie. But I wanted to ask you, I seen on the label here, it was on the top of the carton about Dragon's Den. You went to Dragon's Den as well?
Yeah, Miriam last year, or this year we did Dragon's Den. Mm-hmm. Miriam and Tabitha, my daughter, did it in... Well, it was filmed in February, and we were on in May. That's when after all the production and that kind of thing. And I have to say, Tabitha and Miriam played a blinder. Tabitha did all the figures, and Miriam was very sick at the time.
Yeah,
and she was just recovering from cancer. So there's another the other side of that story as well in this.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I was so proud of the two of them. They played an absolute blinder and had four offers from five of the dragons. One of the dragons pulled out because he declared an interest. And Eamon Quinn from Super Quinn, Fergal Quinn's son, came on board and accepted. Miriam and Tabitha accepted the offer from him. And that was a really huge step forward for the company. It gave us the ability to take the product further.
Yeah.
And also, from January, we're actually opening up a production unit in town in the Spade Centre. So we'll actually hands-on production ourselves.
Excellent.
So, and that's bringing employment as well. We'll be employing five people, and we hope to grow the company bigger and bigger as we get, more listings.
What's the just as you say now? Hopefully, after Christmas now you're going a little bit bigger and hands on production. And what's the timeline been from kind of inception through to where you are?
Well, it all started. I suppose the timeline really started in 2011. That's when Miriam got the idea and started working on the product. And it was around September 2011 that the Dublin City Enterprise Board, or the LEO office, and again, for anybody that's out there that is thinking of starting their own business, it would be the first place that they go to. Absolutely exceptionally helpful. And then after what the Enterprise Board of the LEOs, as they're called now, do is with the mentoring, you're able to actually get grant aid to develop the product. Like, one of the things that we would have initially had was a shelf life issue.
Yeah.
So Leo would have given us funding to actually bring it into the lab, develop it to the point where the big retailers like Tesco and Dunnes would take us on board.
Yeah.
And Super Value. And then it just grows from, it grew. So it was in March of last year that Miriam went from being a sole trader into being a limited company as we were growing.
Yeah.
And since then, she's steadily worked through it and on it, developing listings with the big multiples and with the kinds of Spars and Centras and local retailers as well.
And your product is in all of those stores now, yeah?
Yeah, we're in most of the Super Values in Dublin. We're gradually spreading out. We're moving from our Dublin base and then gradually growing it out of the city. And Tesco have been, and Super Value have taken us nationwide. And we're in nearly all of the Dunn stores in the north side of the city. Now, there's one or two places that we wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But like everything, if somebody wanted to try it and if they wanted to find out where, if they just asked the manager in the store, he'd be able to get it in.
Yeah.
Or even contact us by email on our website and we'll find somewhere.
Yeah. And as you said now, you know, going forward and you're expanding now after Christmas and... one of the reasons we ended up in touch was is you bumped into our own Fergus Carroll down there at the rugby. You're a rugby man and you're doing your best to link in with the rugby down at Leinster as well, yeah?
Yeah, we were shortlisted by Bank of Ireland with one of five companies. And the thing is, it's called... I blanked. It's basically what it is. It's to get our logo on the Leinster jersey for the match on the 17th.
Oh, yeah.
And sponsor for a day. So it's Bank of Ireland stroke sponsor for a day. And what that does, as being the only Northside company, I was talking to Fergus and I was saying, you know, any help you could get. Because
absolutely.
To win the competition, you have to get votes. And the votes are through the Bank of Ireland. And the more votes we get, the better chance we have of getting our logo on the jersey. And that, again, would be a huge help for us to develop as a company.
Well, I would imagine the audience that would see it, because I mean 9 times out of 10 Leinster games are live on telly now anyway.
Absolutely.
So it'd be great exposure.
Absolutely, yeah, the exposure. I mean, it would also just having the logo on the jersey and also the pitch side boards, and be a lot of promotion around it, and it's something that you can carry on then through the rest of the year, you know. I mean, to have any of the Leinster team with your logo on their jersey would be a great thing.
Absolutely, indeed. And, excuse me. You from Raheny?
Yes.
Yes, and you still live in Raheny, of course.
Absolutely, yeah.
All your life?
Yep, born and bred.
Very nice. You see, we love good news, local stories. That's what we're all about here at Near FM. So, yeah. You know, the product is lovely, Fog, and tell you we're after having a good taste of it here, and it's really, really it's just nice. It's you know, as I say, you have the oats put and people just associate it with being but it's really easy to eat. It's really creamy and tasty, and you can taste the strawberries in it. We have a strawberry one here and it's really, really good. So what's the future like?
The future's good. We're very positive. We've had a very good reception from the industry in relation to the product itself. And when we do our tastings in stores, people who taste it, like yourself, for the first time, we have to get... One of the things that we try to get over is that this is not porridge.
Mm-hmm.
Oats and porridge are two different things.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's one of the big issues that we've had is trying to develop that. So moving forward, we want to obviously grow the business from the Spade Centre in North King Street.
Yeah.
And we also want to obviously expand out on the range of what we do. Mm-hmm. Now, that's down the road. Whereas you've got a 150 gram single serve pot. Our hope is that by the middle of this year we'd have multi-pots, so that they'd be down to sort of 95 gram pot for people, you know, for kids and that kind of thing, and also maybe a 500 gram pot as well. So again, that's more development and more research that has to be done to make sure that that everything is working smoothly.
I just wanted to lean back here because It's absolutely 100% natural. There's no very little additive or whatever.
Well, the two additives that are in it, which is the pectin and the potassium sorbate, have been used in the industry for...
Yeah. And it's for the shelf life, really.
It's really for the shelf life, and it's one of them just keeps the whole thing ticking over. Again, they're both from natural products.
Yeah, absolutely. Just out of curiosity, it's just at the comment to me, it says... sourcing your ingredients, how was that a difficult project? Was there a long process of going through suppliers and stuff like that, or did you find it easy and as much of it local?
It's all Irish.
All Irish, well, 100%, that's what you want.
Everything in that product is, everything in Radical Oats is Irish. Mm-hmm. It's Irish oats, it's Irish cream, it's Irish milk. Yeah. All the dairy is Irish.
Yeah.
And the fruit is Irish as well.
Excellent, excellent stuff. So an excellent Irish local good news story. We look to hear, we've an awful lot of doom and gloom around the place. It's great to hear of a good news story and people doing well. If people want more information about the product or want to find out where it's available, the website?
The website's theradicalfoodcompany.com. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You can also Facebook us, that's The Radical Food Company. And we're also on Twitter. And part of, for those people that vote, if they go to the website, if they go to our Facebook page, we have a competition where we're giving away a mini iPad. And two of the jerseys and also two corporate tickets for the day of the match.
Wonderful.
Now,
wonderful.
That's if we win them.
If you win, obviously, yeah. If someone else wins, you'd be hard pressed to.
Obviously, we can't do the corporate tickets thing. But it's a huge thing, you know, and we'd appreciate any help from everybody.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we're saying there, folks, like Tony and Miriam, they're local people, they're coming up with a great local product, and I can absolutely 100% vouch it. It is really, really tasty. And, you know, get out there and get on their Facebook page and give them a vote. I was going to say to people to go through the official Bank of Ireland sponsor for the day, but if it's going through your Facebook page, sounds like it'd be better. Better opportunity for people.
Yeah, well, one, they'll find out about the product.
Absolutely.
And all those different things that we do, and also Tabitha, who's our social media guru, she has it set up in relation to voting, and then when you take a picture on the front of your phone, Brendan?
A selfie.
Oh, selfie.
Or a screenshot.
Screenshot,
sorry.
That's the one. Yeah,
and
all this technical jargon.
Yeah, and that sort of puts you into our voting system so that we know that you voted for us.
Excellent stuff, excellent stuff.
But they can go through the Bank of Ireland website.
If they want to, but no, it's much more fun to go through the Facebook page. Bank of Ireland don't need any more help. Controversial. But listen, David, you know, as I say, it's great to hear of just a simple idea and a simple thing. And you know, we've said this here before, Brendan, the best ideas are always the simplest ones.
I agree, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. You enjoyed that. You demolished that unit.
It is really very nice. And, you know, I wish you the best of success now with your product. It's fantastic. Mm. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you very much.
It's really, really good. So, Tony, maybe you'll stay in touch with us. And, you know, we'd like to kind of keep in touch with you and going forward. And maybe in a few months' time, we'll see where you're at and see how you're going on. Because it's just great. It's great to have good news stories with local people doing very well for themselves. And good luck to yourself and Miriam and all. And how is she health-wise? How is she doing now? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's come through the whole, the chemo and the radiotherapy. And she's getting back into herself.
Brilliant.
Her strength is really back up. And, you know, again, to all those people who out there who sent us good wishes and cards and all that sort of stuff, really was a huge help in getting us through the whole thing.
Well, that's brilliant, and as I say, we wish you every, I'll echo what Brendan said, we wish you every success, because it really is a tasty, tasty product, and kids, athletes, workers, anybody on the go, you just throw her in the bag or throw her in the lunchbox and it's just there and it'll keep you going all day. I probably won't eat now for about 3 days. I'll be like a snake at eating a mouse.
Slow release.
Tony, thanks very much for coming in, and we hope to talk to you again in the future.
Thank you so much.
There you go, folks. That's Tony Monaghan from the Radical Food Company telling us all about the Radical Oats product that they have. And it's out there in supermarkets. Look it up, because we can absolutely 100% tell you it's really, really tasty. Very, very nice. And the kids will love it. I can't see any reason why. If the kids like fruit or fruity product, they'll really enjoy it. It's very tasty. Okay, we're going to have some ads now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to you after that.
Your alternative across northeast Dublin. 90.3. This is Near FM.
It reminds me of the old Nashville saying, which is, happy songs sell records, sad songs sell beer.
That's the way up.
That's how it goes.
Sometimes you're hot,
sometimes you're cold.
Steve, you got one for us?
Roots Highway, Americana and Roots Music with me, Stephen Egan, Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m.
Join me, Fergus Carroll, at 10:30 every Saturday morning for the Saturday Sport Show.
Scottish Cup fifth round, Dunfermline Athletic 2, Celtic 4. Ireland,
and tune in each Sunday night at 8 o'clock for the Sports Results programme.
2012. Now that the wet winter has arrived, you need good tyres. Take all the worry away and head on down to Tommy Tucker Tyres and he'll put your mind at ease. New tyres are part worn. He'll sort you out with a new set of treads to help you drive safely during the Christmas period. He also does brake pads, batteries, servicing and the all-important pre-NCT check. Tommy Tucker Tyres. Call 087 770 9917 and tell him you're on your way. He's just off the Kilbarrick Road beside the Hoat Junction and Dunamead Dart Station. When you've been tuckered, you're tired.
This is 90.3 Near FM.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love. When all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
For Christmas Day.
like she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she do me, ooh, she do me. Yes, she does. The first time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. She really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good.
There you go. That's the Beatles with the great John Lennon, of course, on lead vocal there from the Let It Be album. Of course, that was one of the other songs performed on the famous gig on the roof. They performed that song when they did Get Back and stuff like that. Everyone on the roof of Apple Records in London way back in the day, about 1969, I think. So sad day today. Well, not a sad day. It's just remembering the great man that was John Lennon. Anyway, we move on, and hopefully we'll be talking shortly to a representative from Dublin Fire Brigade. We'll be talking all about fire safety in the home at Christmas, and it's very important this time of year. People are aware of the dangers and everything else, all extra sockets and candles and everything else. So hopefully they'll be joining us shortly. In the meantime, we'll crack on with a bit of a Christmas, well, it is a Christmas song. It's Driving Home for Christmas, the great Chris Rea.
Faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time. Home for Christmas.
just the same.
There you go, the brilliant Chris Rea with Driving Home for Christmas. What do you think of that one, Brendan?
That's actually one of my favourite Christmas songs.
Yeah, it's one of the ones that really gets you into the mood, isn't it? Really,
yeah.
Get you all kind of Christmassy and feeling good. And how's your Christmas preparation going for you?
Mostly good, I would say. I'm trying to get the rest of the shopping done.
Yeah.
I do most of my buying online, you see, so.
Yeah, it can get a bit manic, of course, but we did a bit of buying online there a few years ago. We ordered a whole load of stuff from a football club. We won't name any names.
Mm-hmm.
And the stress, because some of it arrived, some of it didn't arrive. Then it was mad, it was mental. So if you're ordering stuff, order early. That's what I always tell people now. Don't wait till the last few weeks like we did, because you're just going to run into trouble. Get it as early as you can.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
it.
That's what you want. Okay, what we're going to be doing now shortly, I've just had a call from the training centre of Dublin Fire Brigade, and they tell me that the Jerry, the chap who's coming in to talk to us, is on his way. So we're waiting for him to come in. We'll just keep on with a few tunes, and we'll keep it kind of Christmassy, and we'll throw another couple of John Lennon related ones in later on as well. This is one of my favourite Christmas songs, and this is the old Cliff Richard, the King of Christmas. Had more Christmas hits than Jesus, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Like everyone knows Mistletoe and Wine, I prefer this one. This one's called Saviour's Day. So enjoy. And remember, if there's anything you'd like us to play for your favourite Christmas song, or a favourite memory of John Lennon, a favourite Beatles song or a McCartney song or anything like that, just text us in on 087-6944-500, or you can give us a call on 867-1190, and we'd be only too happy to play those for you. But we'll go along with this one now. This is Cliff Richard and Saviour's Day.
Started their journey home to be with someone
Savior's Day.
There you go, that's Saviour's Day by Cliff Richard. Watch out, I haven't that one, Brennan.
I prefer that one to Mistletoe Wine as well. Yeah.
I think Mistletoe Wine's done to death. You know, it's the one that's always out there. I mean, he also, Cliff Richard, did a cover of Little Town, old Bore Lives hit, and that was a good one as well. But they had the Saviour's Day in Little Town, you don't hear it, where you hear Mistletoe Wine all the time. But, Cliff, the king of the Christmas hits. Okay, as I say, a representative of Dublin Fire Brigade is on his way into us, and we'll hopefully be talking to him now in a few moments. Before we do, though, we're going to have another memory of John Lennon. And when I was thinking about, you know, the day that's in it, I didn't want to just keep constantly playing John Lennon or Beatles songs. So I was trying to think of variations and covers and things like this. And I remember this was from a TV show that was on back in the late 80s, I think. It's one of those TV specials you get in America. It was Neil Diamond. But this is Neil Diamond. I think there's a brilliant cover of Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, The End. So we'll play that, and after that then we'll be talking to Jerry from Dublin Fire Brigade about home safety this Christmas. So enjoy. This is Neil Diamond with a tribute to John Lennon.
The song is particularly special. It's one of my favorite Beatles songs. And each time I do it, I dedicate it to the memory of John Lennon. Once there was a way to get back home again. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. Sing a lullaby.
There you go, that's Neil Diamond doing a great cover of Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight. And as I say, that's one of the things I was hoping to do today when I was putting all of this, when I was thinking about playing a few tributes for John Lennon. You can get pretty kind of bored just listening to Beatles songs of John Lennon. So that's a brilliant version of that song. I really enjoy that. Okay, in a couple of moments' time, I'm going to be talking to Gerry Stanley from Dublin Fire Brigade, who's just rushed into us here. And we're going to have a good chat about safety in the home at Christmas and being safe and aware, because the last thing you really want there was, God forbid, the disaster befalling your family. So, we'll be talking to Gerry shortly, but in the meantime, we'll just play in a little bit of this one, and then we'll have the promos, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Gerry.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. In our world
90.3 Near FM.
For issues that affect us all.
For news on human rights around the world.
To keep abreast of global trends.
Tune in to Global Solidarity on Sundays at 4:30.
The day may have changed, but the time hasn't. Tune in every Tuesday to The Jukebox from 4:30 to 5:30. Hosted by myself, Andrew Reid, I will play new songs from the 80s, songs from the 90s, and songs from the here and now. That's Tuesday, 4:30 to 5:30 for The Jukebox here on Near FM.
The Digital Experience. Missed a programme or an interview? Catch up now online with the Near FM Digital Experience. We're online 24 hours a day, podcasting every day. Visit nearfm.ie/podcast.
Megan Campbell connected with the header and Monica McGurk had to go a full length to push that one away. And here's Rebecca Cray, who'll look to send in the resulting corner kick. Rahini chasing this game down. It's another good ball. And there's the header. It's down! Rahini have equalised! It's Megan Campbell and there's fury in the female defence!
Tune in to Near FM this December for a fascinating insight into the histories of three of Northside Dublin's most iconic football clubs. Join Dave Hooper as he meets the players, coaches, chairpersons, PROs, parents and some famous ex-players of Rahini United, St. Kevin's Boys and Sheriff YC.